Hello.
LePage, how was it going, sir? John Local Splash. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, my friend. Good morning to you. Let me get my brother on the phone.
All right, sounds good.
Hold on. Can you cut that down a little bit, or do you want me to go in? I can't even get you close. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, okay. He had a situation he was doing. Okay, he takes care of our mother. Our mother's 95 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. See, he's the closest person to, he still lives in the residential house. And so, he was getting her dressed and everything.
That's okay.
We can
have the other stuff, like the detail things, and then when it comes to payment and all that, we can call in a little bit later or however you want to do this today.
Okay. Well, he said he was going to call me back, so if we can go ahead and get started doing stuff, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, perfect. Sounds like a plan. All right, and so I know you have a really awesome, unique name here, but I just do not know how to spell it, man.
Can you help me out with that? Yes, it's L-A, capital P-A-G-E.
P-A-G-E. All right. Yeah, I spelled it way off, so I'm glad.
You couldn't have been that far.
You'd be surprised, man.
Oh, Lord.
And, LePage, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Drake, D-R-A-K-E.
All right. Man, good first name, great last name, too. What's going on here, man? I'm a little jealous on this. Okay. And then, LePage, what is the best email I could send? An invoice and also a second form of contact for you guys.
LePageDrake@yahoo.com is the email.
Okay. And now, for the customers, we'll talk about this a little bit later, though. Did you want them to be able to email you as well, or just call and text, or how would you like that?
No, just call, really call and text, because we need to make contact as quick as possible and get it set up.
Yeah, I agree. And then the phone number that we can contact you on, is it this the best number to reach you?
Yes, you can reach me at that number or I can give you my brother's cell phone number, you can call him too. Get on his tail a little bit too.
Yes, we'll get to that part. It's just for the account information, because Google is going to send a letter through physically in the mail to you. Okay, I think we spoke about this before. They want to validate that you're a real person, verify that you have a real business. So they're going to send a letter to you and physically. So just make sure you're aware that they're going to send that out and look out for it. As soon as you get that back to them or call them or go on their website to fill that out, the faster things move along for you, okay? Just giving you a heads up on that.
All right. All right.
And then the business name I have is as The Tree Surgeon. There's no LLC or anything like that?
No. It's just The Tree Surgeon. And, like I told you before, I'd rather have it, okay, is there any way to, the Tree Surgeon, under a holding company or something?
You want to add and holding company?
Okay. The Tree Surgeon is really, owned by Wallace Fanny.
Okay.
Which is my, corporate, name, you know, for the business. Okay. And they really own the Tree Surgeon.
Oh, okay. So if I was to ask you on paper, then like, as far as like, let's say a DBA or something like that, would you say Tree Surgeon, or would you be able to, cause this part is not for like necessary us. This is for when Google sends that letter out to validate you have a real business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I'm back, guys. I'm done.
What a Tree Surgeon.
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right. I'm done. I had to get her dressed and everything. I'm done. So, I don't know where you guys are at. First of all, where are you calling me from this morning? Where are you at?
So I live in Tampa, Florida. I'm assuming my phone number came off through the algorithm of the system again as a local number. Am I tripping or am I? Because I've been having this recently.
No, just like you said, I'm just saying, where are you calling from this morning right now? Your physical.
Your physical? I'm in Tampa, Florida. I'm
That's
in the Sunshine
thought.
State, my man. Yep.
thank you. See, I didn't know because you had said that yesterday. And
yeah.
We was discussing it, and for some reason, everybody was thinking you was in California, but I said, he told me he was in Tampa. But it's
right,
okay,
right.
I wouldn't know. But the time is going to get you a little earlier.
Right. Well, so our company is in Fountain Valley, California.
California.
But me personally, yeah. So that's why everything runs on PST time when it comes to our work schedule. But
you
I'm on
good.
East Coast time. Yes, sir.
All right, Faye, we'll be at this morning. I'm not trying to rush, but I am trying to rush. I got to get this one.
I got
you. Going to get this thing paid. Where we at? To what? Is
so
you comfortable with everything?
Yeah, we're just
going
to go over the
He's
the
going
business.
Over stuff now.
Yep. We just got started, man. You're good.
Okay, I'll just mute my phone and just listen unless I have any questions.
All right, we'll do. So, far as... Okay. What Google is going to do is they're going to send a letter physically in the mail to you guys, and just to validate that you guys are real people, like legit real people, and then also have a real business. They want to do the verification on that. Now, you could send it back in the mail, call them, go on their website. I think you could even email them on that. But the sooner you guys do that and respond to it, the faster this moves along for you. Okay, so I highly suggest to really look out for that letter in the mail, and then that way you guys can get things going, okay? Now,
okay. Well, how long will it possibly take for them to get the letter out and sent to us? You know, because I'll respond the same day.
Okay, great. So I'm gonna say within that first week on there. I mean, it just depends on everything I'm putting in right now. Because if the address is off or anything like that, then it can be a process. So that's why I want to make sure I take my time on this one little piece right here to make sure it's all set. Now, business name, I know we were just talking about this. I have the business name as The Tree Surgeon, but as far as
we're
on
going
paper,
along with it.
We're going along with that. Okay, perfect. And then the address I have for it, though, is 2613, I hope I pronounced it right, Thistle Lane, in zip code 75089. Is that right?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and set up a tech call, okay? I want to make sure you guys are all squared away quickly as possible on this. So while that letter is sending out to you and everything, we're going to make sure to start working on everything on the back end for you as well, too, okay? So like I said, we move fast. Now, this tech call, you don't have to be in front of your computer. They are actually – I'm already notated on the account. We're going to build you guys a brand-new website completely on the house, so they're going to go over that with you. We asked for that hour window to give you a call. Tomorrow, do you guys have any free time available for that call?
Come on with it. Yeah, you right. Anytime. It doesn't matter.
Anytime it is? All right. Yeah. Right. So I'm going to send you an email to the one you gave me. And then with a from a Google invite here, I'm going to try to do as early as possible. I'm going to set it for... go at this top over here. All right, I'm going to make sure this is available. Give me 1 second here.
Okay, I also have my laptop available right here. So I can
perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't have to be in front of it, but if you want to, great. I would suggest this, though, since you have a day, try to get all the, like, pictures, videos, things like that, so that way they're going to say, hey, do you have any testimonials you want to add? Do you want to add pictures? The more you're involved with it, the faster and smoother right. things move along, okay? All right.
Okay, now let me, okay, on the pictures. Now, most of the pictures are on my phone.
Okay, yeah. So they'll go over okay. that with you. Whatever's easiest for you to send it through to them, then they'll make it for that way for you. They're pretty
okay.
incredible how they work. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Great. Great.
All right. And then I have here, pal. All right, I'm sending it right now. Give me a moment here. So if it's 9 a.m. for their time, it's going to be a 2-hour difference. So you're looking at 11 a.m. your time. You got it. Yep.
Right.
All right.
That's for tomorrow?
Tomorrow. You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
I just sent it to your email. Let me know once you got it, though.
Okay.
And when you're going to pop that open and hit yes on your end to show that the technicians that they're saying, all right, he's committed for this meeting, they're going to hit yes on their end to show that they're committed to you as well. Okay?
Okay. Okay, nothing came through yet on the email part.
Hang tight. Yeah, it could be a little.
Okay, while we wait on the email, let me ask you this quick question here. So
yes,
now you said they're going to be sending a letter to verify
yes.
Authentication of the business and everything legit. So is that when you want the payment? So after we have been verified? Because that would make sense.
No, so the payment goes through before because it's for the technicians to get started on your accounts and everything now. We make
okay.
sure
let's
this thing is smooth for you. Yeah. I haven't
great.
Heard one
let's
time.
Let's say it's not verified.
Oh, okay.
Refund
yeah.
refund my money. Not saying
gotcha.
It's not going to be.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I don't like to pay for things when everything's not okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Obviously, if it doesn't go through, that's void everything here, so it will work.
Okay.
yeah.
But it is going to go through. I'm just, you know, I'm just covering
yeah.
all the bases on the payment thing. I'm kind of like financial thing myself in my brain.
I totally understand. Don't worry.
My brother, he works harder than me. I got to give it to him. He works harder. He's a hard worker physically. But sometimes me and him put our heads together on this, on all kind of finances and,
mm-hmm.
and internet. I mean, all kinds of different things, you know.
Listen, man, you guys are running a business, and it's family, too, so I find that incredible, you know. You guys gotta have both ends of everything. Sometimes you guys can work. I'm going to say it like this. You guys work amazing alone, but together, that's when magic happens, for real. You know, I have a business with my
yeah.
family as well. That's why I say that, you know. And it may
yeah.
be tough at times, but, yeah.
you got, you know, we work off each other's strengths. You know, you got to be
yes.
strong in certain areas. I'm strong in certain areas, but we combine our efforts and some
yep.
win-win thing going.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, man. There you go.
Okay. I have the email.
Perfect. yep. Once you pop that open, hit yes on your end, and it should show on my side over here.
Get it?
While I'm doing that, I know where I found it. Perfect. Thank you. And then also, far as we're not expecting payment at this exact moment, but the card that we'll be using, is it under LePage? Is it under your name? Or Pat is it under whose card is this?
Stephen Patrick Pat.
Okay, can you spell that out for me so that way I can have this ready for you guys?
Yeah, let me send this message. I got three things
yeah.
going here. Let me shoot a message.
You're good.
And
you're
I'll
good.
Call you later. Do that. And now, what would you need from me?
So if you're going to head out, whoever is using the card today, I'm just going to need that information so that we can finish the process here as well. I don't
okay.
need it at this exact moment.
I am
moment,
going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to, hang on just a second, please. Oh, there it is. I'm going to take this picture that I don't see very well. I'm going to take the picture and send it over to you. No, I know I'm not. I'm going to wait. No, I don't see very well. So Hey, nephew. Sorry to wake you up, man. Read this card off for me. I know, he was dead asleep. Man, I hate doing that. Yeah. Okay, so, John?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is going to be a... Is that MasterCard?
City MasterCard.
City?
That's the bank, City Bank. But it's a MasterCard.
No, that's not my card, man. Hold that card for me. I'm getting the wrong card. Does it have tape on the back of it? No. Okay. That's why I try to get prepared for the call, you know.
I hear you.
Kind of wasn't quite prepared. But here we go. This is MasterCard, Navy Federal. And what's the total fee on this thing, including tax and everything?
There's going to be not a dollar more than $249, as promised.
Okay.
And you can use this as a tax write-off as well, too, for business expenses, obviously, so.
Okay, okay. I should have put it on another card then. But, okay. That's named Federal Master. Okay, let's go with it. What's the first four?
Okay, so it's 5422.
5422.
Okay.
1750.
1837.
1837.
5534.
5534.
And then you got the expiration date, right?
What's the X?
0626.
0626.
Okay. And then there should be a 3, or I forgot, MasterCard is 3, or but there's a service code as well, too.
It's going to be, ain't that 400?
Yeah.
It's 400. That, well.
Okay. And on the card, you're good, you're good. And then,
no, I was talking to my nephew. I woke my nephew up. I was telling him.
Oh, my God. Forgot.
Because I can't see the card. Hey, we help each other. We all eat together.
Yes, sir. So, Pat, on the card, the name that's on there, can you spell out the first and middle? Even if it has a middle initial, I just want to make sure I have everything identical to the card there.
Okay. Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Perfect. And the billing to this card, though, is it the same as the 2613 Thistle Lane, or is it a different address?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Don't worry, I'm not charging nothing until I go over all the fine details with you guys first. I want to make sure the important stuff is out of the way for you guys as well, okay? So,
okay, sounds fair enough.
Yeah, I want to make sure you guys are taken care of first. So I want to go over one thing here. As far as your services that you guys offer, that you want to be found for when customers are typing in on Google. Obviously, tree service, right? But do you guys do, like, tree trimming? Is there a certain type of lingo or different service that you guys have that you want to be found for?
Yes, okay. Okay.
Stump grinding, Clay, that's your area. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we're a complete tree service group. Okay, we do the tree trimming, tree removal, stump grinding. We even got the firewood.
Firewood? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, we got the firewood also.
And we deliver.
And we do deliver.
Free delivery.
All right.
Free delivery.
Get out of here. That's awesome, man. Okay. So I have...
And,
okay, go ahead. Keep going. I'll keep typing.
Okay. Now, Pat is a registered, licensed,
certified horticulturist.
Yeah.
Certified. Sorry, kind of cut out on me.
Pat,
hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. He said, "Hold." Did you say, "Hold on"?
No, I said, you guys kind of cut out on me. Sorry, I heard certified, and that was it.
Certified horticulturist.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
In horticulture. Yes, sir.
Get out of here. You guys are awesome. All right. And then what else we got here? If if it's too much that you guys are like, you know what, I need some time to write some stuff down or anything like that, I can add customer may want to add more. That way when you talk to our techs, they'll ask you to say, hey, what else do you guys like to put on here? And they can add it for you. Because, again, there's no additional charges or hidden fees. I want to make sure you guys feel very comfortable. Whenever you guys need to make modifications, we are here for you. You got to let us know so that we can make those changes, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, yes, you can. That's like you can leave it open like that. I like that.
Yep. All right, let me write that in. Okay. And then here's that.
One other thing I definitely want to put on there, because we do it. Okay, a lot of times people get trees and stuff cut, and they have no way of removing the debris. We haul away debris also.
Okay, so what I say, like debris cleanup, or what kind of lingo would you want to use for that?
Debris hauling away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Up on request.
Okay. All right. And then far as you said that you want the customers only to call on this number and text, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to also put pass number on there as well? I'm just asking. I don't know.
That's the main business number.
Okay, gotcha.
What you mean is that it's the main business number?
Okay. For us, though, I can also put Pat as an authorized user on this account, obviously, as well, too, if you guys want me to.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Perfect.
All right. Can use my full name.
Sure.
Hey, I've lost my MasterCard.
You lost it?
I can't find it, man.
Okay. We'll discuss that.
Report is lost. I just did that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, at least it ain't only me.
I lose my wallet. Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah.
I got a new one.
It seems like I've been doing them cards. Like I need a card like every other day or every other week. Man, I know the people try to give me a picture. But see, that ain't good. I was enjoying that.
Yeah, but hell, I had to stop that laughing on me. I had to get that off of me.
You don't make too many mistakes like that. So when they happen, I take advantage of them.
You should. Far and few between.
Oh, you got three.
I'm gonna put a rubber band around these cards.
And then also, LePage, how do you guys accept payment from your customers? Do you do PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, chat card, cash?
We do cash. We do Zelle, and we do have a card reader. You know, we can accept credit card payments and
Cash App as well.
What was the last one?
We can do Cash App.
Cash App? Okay. Do you guys do Venmo or PayPal?
No, neither one.
Neither one. Okay, cool. I like using Zelle personally, just because they haven't taxed on
Zelle.
Anything.
Yeah,
that's the best. Yeah, that's the best payment arrangement right there.
I totally agree. Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, but now, but like I said, we do have a card reader. We do have a card reader that can accept credit cards, debit cards, anything. We can accept that.
Okay.
We can, but they charge like almost 2% interest. So that's the last payment method that we prefer.
Okay.
You know, when they call in and talk to you guys, they're just gonna see that it's on Google that you guys accept all that. And the good news I would say is the more the merrier, right? The more the better, because if I'm like, hey, listen, I only got a credit card, I don't know if he's gonna accept it, and they might move on because it doesn't show. Right? When reality
that's
gets
right.
accepted. So I mean, that's just my
true.
Advice. So, I mean, completely up to you guys, you know, but I would put it all.
No, I go along with that. I go along with that because I have run across that.
Yeah, really? True. Okay. And then your specific target areas that you guys would like to hit. How far out, far as mileage? Is there specific zip codes, towns, cities that you guys would like me to put in here?
Okay.
Dallas-Fort Worth area page?
Yes.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well, no, but see, that's what I was going to say. To keep it simple, I was going to say 100 miles.
100 miles. So I'm going to let you know this.
One way?
It goes as a radius of 50 miles out, all directions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can just do that. Okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah. That'll cover, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. I got you guys.
Well, you know, but see, the reason I said 100 is because, see, in Texas is so widely spread that, Richardson from our location might be over 50 miles. And so that right there will cause a customer, once a customer says, oh, well, they're only going to come 50 miles. That causes the customer to not use us. They go somewhere else. Okay,
that
but that's why I always.
Yeah, what's your city name? What was that city name?
Richardson.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put it in. So.
Okay. Burleson. See, we have a lot of, little smaller cities surrounding the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And some of them are over 50 miles.
One way.
But see, I don't mind it. As long as they paying, I ain't got no problem.
Yeah, I hear that.
When you say 50-mile radius, that will cover like 50 miles away and then coming back another 50 miles. That's back to your 100 that you had mentioned.
Technically, definitely.
Okay, when you say 100 miles, see, that's from your location to the customer. The customer
now you're talking about 200 miles to go there and back. You go there, 100 miles, come back home.
No, you don't count the return.
I do for gas purposes. I'm talking about it's a lot of expense that we're out of and the time. Yeah, all that has to be counted. But anyway, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, I see where you're both coming from. But, you know, far as, it is 100 miles.
I see what he's saying. But, you got to look at it. You got to come back home. You got to go back home eventually. And that's on us. Yep. That's not on the customer.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. That's on us. We still have documented that time. That's like 2 hours drive.
Well, okay.
We'll talk about that later.
The paperwork, everything, please go ahead and put down 100-mile radiant.
All right, I got you. Don't worry.
because that's what I'm doing now. You know, if this is a strong enough job, I will go to extra mile. I will go there.
Okay. Don't worry. Yeah, we got everything in here. I think I understand what you guys are saying here. And then also the hours of operations. What would you guys like to be found on? Monday through Friday, 24/7. I want days and hours. There you go.
Okay. That's 6 days a week because I don't do it regular, but I do try to give the good Lord his time. Okay, 6 days a week. And
Monday through Saturday.
Yep, I got you.
Yeah. That,
yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't put time limits on God because you don't never know what you got to deal with.
You don't know when you got to leave.
Well, I look at more about
know when you have to leave. So what time do we start? 9 a.m., 8 a.m.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it depends on the job. It depends on the job. If the job is a job that and I may have 2-3 jobs and they're all kind of quick jobs. I probably cranked up around about 8 o'clock. If I just got one job for that particular day and it's not going to be a long job, then I might go out about 10. So I usually set the time from about eight until dark.
So I'll do this, LePage. Let me ask you in this way: when would you like to receive a call from customers, and when would you not?
24/7. 24/7. I don't do. 24/7. You know, I don't do that. Because I don't never know what the customer situation might be. They may have to call me at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
That's why I gave you his number. That's why I gave you that one number.
Yep. Now I see why.
my responsibility is to a 93-year-old mother, so I don't have that flexibility like he has.
I see. Okay.
I just don't.
So if I was to say hours of operations, I mean, I can put Monday through Saturday, right? And then
okay.
I can do like a real early time, maybe like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. type of deal if you want. Because
no.
If I put in
no.
all hours on there, you may get a call at like 3 in the morning and things like that. I'm just going to kind of give you scenarios that I've ran into before myself. So I don't completely up to you, but.
Well, see, I don't
have,
yeah, I really don't have a problem with the phone calls. I really don't.
Okay.
You know, if you call me because of business, you know what, then I have no problem.
Okay. All right, so 24/6. All right. I got you.
So that just don't mean we're gonna be out there cutting no trees, no, that kind of time. But I'm gonna tell you something. I had taken my wife, me and her had went and cut down trees that was hanging out over a heavy intersection, and we couldn't cut because of the high traffic flow. I couldn't cut the tree before that, and I have done it at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 a.m. to 5.
Oof. Holy man.
I have done it.
You guys work hard. But, you know, I bet you the customers really appreciate your hard work and your honesty on that, too. You know, I would. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, from this particular customer, I wound up, he calls me for everything, from painting to sheetrock repair to everything.
Wow. You guys do it all, man. All right. I love talking with you guys. So, now, LePage, remember, we're going to do those Facebook ads for you guys as well, okay? This is all included
right.
with your package. Now, the one requirement
Thank
that
you.
We do need is to have the Facebook URL for your personal page. Now, that does not mean we're not going to look at anything to do with your personal page. It's just a requirement so that way we can go ahead and build you the business one. Is there any way you guys could send just the URL through the email, which is my email that I sent over to you guys?
Okay, you said URL. I don't even know that what that is.
That's okay. Do you have – what kind of phone do you have? Is it an iPhone?
I have an iPhone, yes. We
okay.
both have iPhones.
Okay, perfect. I can walk you through on this. Go to your Facebook app.
Okay.
And
Okay.
And when you're on there, I call it the hamburger. It has three lines. It's the menu button. Do you see that anywhere?
No.
It should be maybe on the bottom right-hand side where it says menu, where it's just three horizontal
okay.
lines on it.
Okay. I don't see that, but I see the menu.
Oh, okay,
maybe
perfect,
I hit
perfect.
That.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I hit menu.
And then you're going to see, should be on the very top there where it says see your profile, you're going to hit that.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I get, okay.
Perfect. Okay, so you should have like your picture there for the most part, and it will say edit profile, and then right next to it, it has three little dots. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, hit the three little dots.
Right,
yep.
Okay, I see my truck and everything.
Nice, man.
Okay.
And then once you do that, okay. you're going to scroll all the way to the bottom, and it'll say copy link with your profile link there. You just hit copy link.
Your profile link.
Yep, you got it. Mm-hmm. You're just going to copy that.
Okay, then say copy
sir.
Link up under that.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, profile link, copy.
Perfect. And then that email that I sent to you, that's my email. You can post paste it there on the email and then send it out to me. And that way I can go ahead and – I think that's probably the easiest way to get the URL there.
Okay. You should go to my email.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm at the email that you sent me. Okay, so what do I need to do?
You're going to paste it in there as a new email, as a respond, and then just hit send on there from there.
Okay, I don't see a email thing. It say reply all.
Oh, you know what? Here, let me do an easier route for you. I'm going to send you an email from me, and then that way you can have my direct email with no other people in there, obviously. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is John.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, because I'm not that smart, savvy in this commit.
You're okay. Trust me, you're doing amazing. I spent so much, like countless hours trying to get that through for some people. So you did great, man. I'm telling you. I'm not lying.
Man.
All right. I just sent that email to you. Let me know you got it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, okay, this is John, yes.
Yep.
Warm regards.
Yes, sir, that's me.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, and then okay. You're just going to paste it into that message there and hit send, and you're good to go from that.
Okay. Okay, where the message thing at? Down at the bottom?
Sometimes it has like an arrow or... Yeah, you're just going to hit send for send. I'm not too sure how it shows on the phone.
Okay. Okay, here you go. This is John. Let's see.
Try to hit refresh on my end here.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you, you know, people that really know how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, it says paste something. Okay, I paste something in there.
Okay.
It says www.facebook.com/LePageDrake9. Okay, now I got this. Okay. I'm not being able to send it. Let's see. I guess you gave me credit too soon.
Ah, no, you're fine. Can you read it out? Maybe it might be even easier that way. You said
www.facebook.com/LePage.
Okay.
Yes. LePage Drake. And then it has a .9 and a question mark.
That's it?
No, it has a... It has, let's see, it's MIBEXTID, the little equal signs.
Okay.
Capital L, capital Q, capital Q again. J, 4D, small d.
Okay. All right, I got you, man. I'll just put it in that way. Appreciate
okay.
you, man.
Man.
Got you sweating.
And I really want you to, because I may need to send you something before, again, let's see. Okay, I can hit reply.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. There it is. Okay. Now, okay. Now I'm sending it to you. See if you got it. Cause see, it had to hit reply.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. No worries.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Can you open that up and see if that's what you're talking about?
Give me just a second. It's not coming through just yet. I'm going to hit refresh. Oh, there we go. Okay. Hey, yeah, you did it right, man. All right. Okay. Let me just in case if I type in, I want to put it in and paste it. How? Okay. And then what I'm going to do is the next part is our voice verification part, okay? This is the added form of protection
okay.
I was telling you about. So this is important for you guys, all right? Now, any type of questions that I ask, all we ask is to sound as clear as possible. But if you have any questions, concerns, anything, stop me in my tracks and say, hey, John, I have a question on this. Can you elaborate? I'd be more than happy to, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to get started here. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification process. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The tree surgeon.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
LaPage Drake, owner.
Awesome. And are you authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there for a second. LaPage, we're going to set up a security question and security answer. So that way, I don't care if someone calls in saying their name is John from Local Splash and they sound like me, you ask them, what's my security question? If they don't know it, hang up. If they get it right, great. Ask them what the answer to it is. And you can make up whatever answer you want to it, right? But it's important that you don't fall for any of that. All right. I'm sorry. I hear it all the time, so I don't want that to happen to you guys, okay?
All right.
So I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on each month on the same day of the first of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So like I said, everything we talked about earlier, you guys are asking questions regarding on if you guys need to separate ways or anything like that. That's all in there as well too, okay? So very, like I said, very transparent here, man. All right? So I'm going to go ahead and do a triple check. This is my third check I'm going to go through before I do any type of payment structure here. So give me 1 second. Is Pat still with us?
Pat? He might have ran off. You know, he do a lot at one time.
All right, you're good, man. I appreciate him. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put this here. List up your security question. 3 random that the system's going to pull up here. Okay, we have the first one is mother's maiden name. Second one is city you were born in. Or a third one, your first pet's name.
Okay, city I was born in.
Okay, perfect. And I won't be able to see it as I'm entering it. So if it's a hard spelling, you're going to have to do it twice for me, okay?
Okay.
What would that answer be?
Panama City, Florida.
Panama City. Oh, I'm just going to put Panama City. Is that okay with you?
Oh, but I think Florida because, you know, because don't forget you do have Panama City, the
okay.
Country.
Yep, you're true. You're right. You're right. Hey, good catch, man. All right. I love that. All right. Yeah, I spelled it correctly. Thank God. I can't see it as I'm spelling it out. It's the craziest thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. All right. So we have all this here. That's all set. I'm going to go ahead and make sure, because you guys have our discounted rate at $249 a month. Good. We're good to go. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of $249. Now, once this goes through, the phone number we have on file, you're going to receive a text message with the invoice and an email as well. So I want you to let me know as soon as you get a text message on your phone, okay?
Okay. Hey, now, I do already have a Okay. No, forget that. Because that's on the Wallace Fanny LLC.
Okay. Hey, listen, if you ever need to change the business name or anything like that, just, again, you got to be communicative with our technician. Just let them know. They'll make that change for you, okay? So that's not an issue.
All right.
You got to let us know. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it. Okay,
yes,
okay. I got two.
So,
okay, one of them.
The first one should be the invoice one. This is your last step, man. I know you've been very patient. I appreciate you. So,
I ain't no problem,
all right, perfect. So, LePage, if you pop open that invoice one, you'll see everything in there as far as all the stuff that we talked about, what that includes, all of it. And if you scroll to the bottom there is a spot where you can electronically type in your name. And it should be for the cardholder's name, I believe, for Pat, but I'm not too sure on there if it would have sent out to you. Just want to make sure it's for you, though.
Okay. Okay, let's see. It says, okay, I got one that says, Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, okay, is that the one?
No, there should be another one. It should say, like, invoice. Do you see that?
No. Okay, let's see. Welcome. Yeah, dude, I got it now.
Okay, perfect. Yep, click that one.
Right.
And
okay,
it's
open.
Oh, perfect. Now, in here, it should say somewhere to click here to sign terms of experience, terms and conditions, something like that. Do you see anything like that?
Yes, I just opened it.
Perfect, all right.
Okay.
This is where I'm here. You got it, yes, sir.
Okay.
And whatever name is there,
okay.
You have to sign exactly the same, the spelling and all of it.
Okay.
And then once you sign it and date it, what's going to happen, right above it, there's like a check mark that you have to click on a little box there. I don't know if you can see it, though.
It says, okay. First thing it says sign. Then, okay, I typed that in. Then it got a 12-1-2022. Then it say confirm signature.
Yep, hit that for me.
All right. Okay, I gotta do that first. Accept the terms. Okay, now it went to a username and password.
Perfect. Okay, so that's how you know you did it right. So you're not gonna worry about this right now because our techs are gonna go over it and develop that with you tomorrow. Okay, so
okay,
you did everything you're right on your side. You got it. Yep. And what's going to happen is they're going to walk you through your dashboard, how you can track calls, things like that. So it's important that we got everything all set for you. I sent over the notes to our technicians already, so they're going to start working on things now. And that way when they talk to you, they're not starting from nothing. They're not starting from zero, okay? I made sure of
okay.
that. All right, perfect.
Okay.
So, LePage, I got to say first, man, welcome you and Pat to the family here at Local Splash. Their texts are going to be mostly talking to you guys from here on out. But, again, that email is my email with my direct line and my extension. So, if for any reason you can't get a hold of them, I'm always here for you guys, too. Okay? Monday through Friday. I got you.
Man, I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, man. Did you have any questions before I let you go? I'm excited for you guys. I want to start working on this myself.
Well, then that's all the questions and answers I need, because, you know, to hear that you're going to be involved, then I'm comfortable.
Yes, sir. There you go. I'm going to try to do this tomorrow when they call. I'm going to try to call in with them to introduce you guys.
Okay.
I can't make any promises, but I would love to go ahead and join that for you, okay?
I would love that too, my friend. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you guys. You take it easy, okay?
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you. All right.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.